Appreciate being here this morning. Appreciate the service. When you start feeling the Spirit move, I'll be honest with you, it frightens me sometimes to get up behind it. Because then I start thinking, well, Lord, I don't want to do nothing to hinder it, to mess it up, or anything in that area. And appreciate the songs that were sang. Tracy led a song, and you hear it all your life, I guess. Says there is a fountain, but I guess I never paid much attention to the part of it that said, "And there, though vile as he." We'll talk about them thieves. We'll talk about them murderers. We'll talk about the people that did all the wrong that we see. But a hardly ever, Jeff, say, though vile as he, I stood there in the same area. You see, that man was condemned to die. And there was a time where I stood condemned to die. But I'm glad that we say it's sad that it took what it took, and I guess it is, but I'm glad he done it. I'm glad he came to give me that opportunity. Now we're going to read a little bit more than what we normally read. Now, ain't going to still probably be a whole lot to read, but it's more than what I normally read. Because I'll be honest with you, I got a problem a lot of times of reading a whole lot, because while I'm reading, I let my thoughts be thinking. So I try to cut it short sometimes, and sometimes I cut it short and it backfires. I'm just going to say it that way. In other words, things don't always work out how you think they ought to. And it's a good thing. But we're going to read in Judges in three different places. We're going to read some in chapter 3, chapter 4, and chapter 6. And then we'll go over to Romans and Ephesians and read just a verse or two out of each of them. It's just verse or two, each one of them. But I do desire his prayers. I'll be honest with you. Last week, whenever Randy called me, and he said like yes, he said, "Think you can take charge?" Well, I was assuming he just wanted me to get somebody. Because when I said, "Oh, you want me to get somebody?" And he kind of got quiet, and he said, "Well, you know, do what you feel like you got to do." Then I got home, and the Lord said, "You're that somebody." I mean, it don't make me a somebody, but I was a somebody. And then I started thinking, there's one thing I don't do a whole lot of times is I don't really, other than asking prayer here, I don't, Steve, a lot of times ask prayer for myself. But I felt the urge to, and I asked my wife to pray for me. I sent Randy a message, asked him to pray for me. I sent Crafton a message, told my daddy to pray for me. You say, well, why don't you ask it all the time? Because I'm going to tell you, when you ask somebody to pray for you, there's going to be an expectation that's going to come from you out of that prayer. So therefore, a lot of times I say, hey, if I don't get it to nobody and I don't make it, then it ain't. But you put a little more pressure on yourself. I'm just going to say it that way. But I do desire his prayer this morning. Judges chapter 3. We're going to read verse 7. It says, and the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and forget that the Lord their God, and served Balaam and in the groves. Therefore the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he sold them into the hand of Chushim, something, and the king of Mesopotamia, and the children of Israel served Cherin in 8 years. And when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord raised up a deliverer to the children of Israel, who delivered them, even Othniel, the son of Kenaz, and Caleb's younger brother. Now, chapter 4, verse 1, it says, and the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord when Ehud was dead. And the Lord sold them into the hand of Jabin, the king of Canaan, that reigned of Hazor, and the captain whose was Sisera, which dwelt in of the Gentiles. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, and he had 9 years, 900 chariots of iron, and 20 years of mightily oppressed children of Israel. Chapter 6. It says, and the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Midian for 7 years, which we'll skip down to verse 7. And it came to pass that when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the men of the Midianites. Now, over in Romans chapter 8, I know, like I said, this is a little bit different than what. Chapter 8, we're going to read verse 28. Now, this is a very familiar part. It says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. And one last place is Ephesians chapter 6. Start at verse 5. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, and singleness of your heart, as unto Christ. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart. With good will, doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing thou hast man doeth, the same shall be received of the Lord, whether it be bond or free. I know it's, like I said, quite a bit of reading here to there, and probably messed up a lot of it, because as you notice, there's a lot of things we can't pronounce, and I'm glad to be not the only one that can't pronounce them. But you say, well, that's a lot of reading, and as we was reading to start with, we was reading in Judges about how the children of Israel, they would do evil in the sight of the Lord, but yet, then in a little while, they'd cry out to him, Jeff. And I'm going to tell you what my thought, or what God spoke to me here the other couple Wednesday nights back. Brother Marshall was testifying during our prayer request. And previously service, he had asked prayer for one of his sons. And in this request, he thanked the church for their prayers, and he said, prayers work. He said, I just want to thank the Lord for answering my prayer. And he also said, I'd like to thank the Lord for answering the prayer of how the election went. I'm not going to get all into that, but I'm just telling you what he said. He said, I want to thank the Lord for answering that prayer. He said, because prayer works. And as soon as he said that, Brother Randy, the Lord spoke to me. He said, what are you going to do with the answered prayer? What are you going to do with the answered prayer? You know, most time what we do is God answers the prayers. We just want to jump up and give each other high fives and tell him just how great it is that he answered prayer. But I'm going to tell you, God answers a prayer with something for us to do with what the answer is. Yeah. And a lot of times we're just looking at it like he answered it for us, Brother Crafton. But I'm going to tell you who he answered it for. He answered it for us, but he also answered it for himself, that we might give him glory and honor for the answer that he gave us. Now, a lot of times we just sit back and we just take the answer and we just stay there. But what are we going to do with the answers? As I was thinking about it, I thought, well, Lord, you know there ain't much in that. I don't know if y'all tell the Lord things or not, but I do. I know. I'm glad he straightens me out on it. But he kept asking me the next day when I got up, Brother Randy said, what are you going to do with the answer? I'll be honest with you, it's every day since 2 weeks ago, he said, what are you going to do with the answer? And then Randy preaches a message on that next Wednesday night, says, "What we have everything to do with what we do and what happens in our life. But what are we going to do with the answer? We just had the days of the week, Brother Jail. People stood up on their days, but we also focus upon the little ones. We had a little one to come up on a Monday. What are we going to do with that answer? Had one come up on a Thursday. What are we going to do with that answer? There's more to it than just coming to church and sitting here. There's more to it than just saying hi, attended service. I'm going to tell you, there's some homework to be done in the answering of the prayers that he give us. It's great to have a good church and a praying church, but I'm going to tell you, Mom and Daddies, there's prayers that's answered that lays in your lap. And it's up to you what you do with the answer. Amen. Little Sarah Jane laying up in the hospital when she was born. A lot of prayers went up. And there's a lot of things I'm going to tell you. And Jens didn't see what it looked like. And I'm grateful to a point. But I'm going to tell you the prayers is this. It says, Lord, help her. Help her make it. Help her be helped. Help her do this. Help her, help her, help her, help her. But I'm going to tell you how he helps her. He helps her through us. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you this, and I know it's my daughter, but I'm going to say it like this. The biggest help starts at home. Yeah. I'm grateful that we got summers we can bring them. But I'm going to tell you what, if you teach them one thing at home, don't expect the church to drop the ball when you've already dropped it. Yes. What are you going to do with your answer? Yes. Little Hannah, she went to pray. She had a desire, a yearning of the soul. It just wasn't no natural yearning. It was way deeper than its natural man. And she prayed to God and she said, just give me a man child. Is what she said. And she said this, she said, you give him to me and I'll give him back. Amen. And she did, Brother Crafton. A lot of times we start promising God this and that, and then we start seeing better situations that we think we can handle it in, and we keep it to ourselves. If you told him you'd give it to him, you best give it to him. But I'm going to tell you what she done. She took him back. But the Bible says this, year after year, she took him a coat. You know why? She didn't forget the answer. She was still taking care of the answer. The answer don't stop today. It don't stop. You get people saying this, they get in situations a lot of times down their life, and they start praying, God, God, if you just help me, I'll serve you the rest of my life. I'll keep my eyes on you. I'll be an obedient vessel. I'll do this. I'll do that. Well, I'm going to tell you, you better be real careful. Because God does answer prayers. And there've been a whole lot of people that's give him that. And he's answered the prayer. And what did they do with the answer? So what are we going to do with the answer? It don't stop today. It does not stop today. You know, there's one thing I like. I like having a testimony. I like having a testimony. You might say it makes you this and that. No. But I tell you what. I love my testimonies. I love hearing yours. But I also love knowing sometimes that I did something with the answer that he gave me. Got laid off one time. Now this is after I'd done been praying to God. Lord, I want to spend more time with you. Lord, I want to do this for you. Lord, I want to. And all of a sudden they called me in there and says, hey, you ain't got a job. My first thought was, Lord, I wasn't talking like that. But I'm going to tell you, when I made it home, I did exactly what I told God that I would do. Now, I ain't always did it since then, but at that moment in time, Daniel, I spent more time with him. I prayed more. I read more. I kept him on my heart, my mind. I took the answer that he gave me, and I did something with it. Now, this don't make me bigger than nobody, but it makes me glad in myself. In a 6-month period of time, I probably preached more than I did 3 years previously added. Now, because I did something with the answer. Now, I ain't always did what I needed to do with the answer. But God does not answer people's prayers for them to stay in the condition that they're in. We can talk about the children of Israel all we want to, but I'm going to tell you what, they're dead, they're gone, they don't live here no more. It's in our court. We are the ones that has prayed for whatever that God needs in our hearts. So what are you going to do with the answer? I'm going to tell you what we do sometimes. We act like God is a genie in a bottle. And Daniel, whenever we need him, we just rub that bottle. Help me, Lord. Do this right here. You know something other? We got this thing backwards. We ain't the ones in charge. We ain't the boss. Matter of fact, he's the one rubbing us every once in a while. Says, get up and stand up and sing a song. Stand up. I need for you to preach. Stand up. Somebody needs to hear that testimony. We are not the master. We are the answers. I'm an answered prayer. I'm going to tell you. My mom and daddy pray for me. This church pray for me. I am an answered prayer. Now what am I going to do with that answer? There's not a soul sitting here today that God has not answered some prayer for you. What have you done with it? He don't just save you. And he just don't answer your prayer just because I'm Bruce Owens. Because matter of fact, Bruce Owens don't pray anyway. That soul on the inside, the spirit man, is the one that prays. And if I will let that prayer be answered and bring this man under subjection to that man, then people can see more of God than they do me. But that night, whenever Brother Marshall said what he said, prayers work. If y'all was here, y'all had heard him. He said, prayers work. He said, and I thank God for answering my prayer. And like I said, I didn't hear nothing else, which I heard the message. But other than that, every day getting up, what are you going to do with the answered prayer? You can't do nothing with my answered prayers. I can't do nothing with your answered prayers. But I'm going to tell you what. These little ones are depending on some prayers. And what are you going to do with that? Because I'm going to tell you, there's a world out there that's trying to strip them of everything that this has to offer, Brother Crafton. And if we don't take this opportunity to really help in God's answers, then they ain't going to have much of a chance. But what are you going to do with the answer of the prayer? You know, Balaam prayed to God. Man come to him and said, I want you to curse these people. I want you to just curse them. He prayed to God. That's okay. He did what exactly he's supposed to do at that moment in time. He went to God. He said, hey, this man, he wasn't word for word. He said, hey, this man wants me to curse him. What do I need to do? Well, first of all, he told him, just leave him alone. Well, then he went to him, Brother Craft, and he told him, he said, what God's blessed, I can't curse. But the guy made him a better offer. Made him a better offer. So he went back to him again, asked him again. And he said, well, look here. If you wake up in the morning, all them young men's there waiting, you go with them. If they ain't, don't. But just like Balaam, a lot of times, we'll pray a prayer with the intent that this is how it's going to be. I'm going to tell you this. There's a lot of... Me say it like this, and Crafton and Randy correct me if I'm wrong later on. But everything that we consider an answer from God is not an answer from God. Because when he woke up, he already determined that he was a going before he laid his head down. Because when he got up, the man was gone. So he jumped on his ass and he was going to go anyway. You see, he didn't work in the answer. He worked because he wanted to, his answer. So I'm going to tell you this, that everything you think is an answer is not an answer from God. Sometimes we've already determined what we're going to do. And I just ask you this, sometimes we determined on what we was going to preach, wouldn't we? And there's sometimes I've been pushed up against a wall and figured out, hey, that's the wrong way to go. Because everything that God gives me, that don't mean he's telling me to give to you. And sometimes it's hard to kind of distinguish. I'm just going to be honest with you. But God answers a prayer, not only for your benefit, but for his benefit. You know, we are representatives of God. They sung that song. I know I've said this before. I'm in the Lord's army. Well, I really joined the army one time and I signed my name on there. But I'm glad I joined the army one day that he signed his name on me. Because when I signed my name on that little contract thing, I gave myself to them. I gave them my will. I gave them my obedience. And everything that they told me, it relieved all of my choices. And if I went against any of them choices, there was consequences. So when I prayed up here that night for God to save my soul, he signed his name on my heart. So therefore, I relinquished my will. I relinquished what I want to do. But every time I go against it, there's consequences. But I'm glad that when I pray, just like the children of Israel crying out, that he's there to listen. He did not answer their prayers for them to go back and find somewhere else to do. Matter of fact, the scripture over in Romans, it says that all things work together for those that love the Lord and according, I done forgot it, but according to his will and his doings. People will say, I don't know what the will of God is. Well, I'm going to tell you what. First of all, the will of God is that all men be saved. And Randy said this Wednesday night, the only other will of God is love thy Lord with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And then everything else will fall in place. But when you look at your little ones and you look at prayers that you've prayed, it's in your hands what you do with it. That prayer was not answered just for today. It's going to be a lifetime. Every day that these little ones wake up, they're facing things that I didn't have to when I was little. Hearing things. Because I just be honest with you. I'm grateful in the time that I grew up. But the prayers that we pray, honestly pray. Because people says, you know, God didn't answer prayer. Sometimes he answers it with no. And if you will work on that no, just like you'd work on a yes, we'd all be a whole lot better off, and you would too. The prayers that you prayed, God sends the answer. What are you going to do with the answer?